And he made some crops on the farm. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I couldn't say offhand whether any hay crops were raised on the farm or whether he bought the hay. Mm-hmm. I would say he probably bought it. Mm-hmm. Because he,
What form did it come in?
It came in bales.
Oh, it came in bales.
Yes, and I would say, to see a cow through the winter would probably take 100 bales of hay, probably. Something along that mm-hmm. nature, so they had to have storage for that, mm-hmm. to keep it dry, you know.
Well, did you have any horses?
No.
Just that one cow?
Yes, that was for a short period of time.
Yeah.
That's the reason I remember it.
Yeah. Well, what about on the farm? Did they have any animals there?
Yes, yes. At one time, my father was always had these hobbies. And,
farming was a hobby.
Yes,
he was a gentleman farmer. He
right,
was a lawyer, I guess.
Right, he didn't do any of it himself. But he raised these goats. He got interested in goats. And he raised purebred Toggenburg
goats. Yeah, I think you told me
yes.
that. Yes,
and he shipped them all over the United States. Made quite a bit of money off of it, you know. And then he got into, he put out a 90-acre apple orchard over there. And that was really a money-making thing for several years, you know. And he was always reading, you know, took all of these magazines, and he'd get interested in these things, and he decided to see what he could do with it, you know. I can remember that apple orchard so well. And during the winter, we would pack them in tissue paper and uh-huh. store them in the cave in Zach, you know.
Oh, and you'd store them in
the cave? Yes, yes. Yeah, that was just the same as cold storage.
Oh,
they would keep just perfectly all winter, you know.
And that's what about, do you do potatoes and things like that?
No, just the apples.
Just
uh-huh,
the apples.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That were stored in the cave down there. But that's all I can remember I remember when my brother died in March, Wordna Allen came by and mm-hmm. she said, of course, when she was a little girl, she was, her grandmother was right across the road from my grandmother, mm-hmm. and she used to play with my oldest sister and brother. Mm-hmm. And she said, I can remember that we got a little goat from your father.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, when I'd start to school, I'd always have to go by, and she said he was always eating the lace off my petticoat. And she said, which I didn't mind at all, but which vexed my grandmother quite a bit. So she said, I kept saying, well, if he had somebody to play with, my little goat wouldn't nibble on my petticoat so much. So she said she voiced that to my brother one time. And she said, one morning, she said, I woke up and looked down there, and she said, your father had brought another little goat and put in there with the other one. And she remembered that, you know. And I'd never heard that story before. But,
So they even had them as pets?
Yes, even had them as pets. Little kids, they call them, you know.
Well, did they ever raise any cattle?
No, he never did. That was just a project. He was reading somewhere on the values of goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed that it had therapeutic value.
Mm-hmm.
And so he advertised in the farm journals. And he started getting these requests, you know. And then he would keep these, I remember he kept these letters for years. People who had tuberculosis and other diseases who had said that, you know, they were able to drink the goat's milk and they couldn't drink the other. The difference is something about the lactose quality.
Mm-hmm.
That many people are allergic to cow's milk who can drink goat's milk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Melanie's baby, my little grandson, is on goat's milk.
Oh, really?
Because he's allergic to regular milk.
Yeah,
even the formulas, Enfamil and the other formulas that they tried him on, he doesn't respond to that. So he's on goat's milk. And she was taking him to Harrison to a pediatrician to get mm-hmm. his shot.